Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the High School Sports Spotlight on this Wednesday. Let's visit with Mercer County senior Carson Kellett. He plays on the offensive and defensive line. He's an FFA kid, and he's involved in that Golden Eagle restoration program. We'll visit with Carson Kellett right after this on WRMJ.
You only live once, and if you do it right, once is enough. But the trick is getting your body to last a lifetime. Sometimes your knees decide to quit, your hips throw in a towel, and your back refuses to bend. But you don't want surgery, which is why millions of people turn to physical therapy to feel better. And what better time to let Advanced Rehab and Sports Medicine fix your pain than National Physical Therapy Month? From TMJ to plantar fasciitis, come see us at Advanced Rehab, where we fix pain.
Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Well, we're winding down the regular season of high school football, and when we visit with some of these seniors, they are reflective and they realize, man, this year is going really fast. All right, Carson Kellett, looks like you have a good time playing high school football. Has this senior season been flying by, and how much have you been enjoying it?
Oh, man, it's been flying by so fast, and it's just been a thrill to be out there with some of my best friends playing the sport I love.
So tell us a little bit about your season in general, offensive line, defensive line. I said, hey, how many bruises you have so far this season? We're entering the ninth week of the regular season. So tell us a little bit about play up front and maybe brag a little bit about some of the kids you play on the offensive and defensive line with.
Yeah, so they started out the season with me at center, and then week three, they decided to change me to right tackle or right guard. But we're a pretty solid group, I feel like. But we've just been having to do a bunch of shuffling around. There's been a bunch of injuries, but that's what makes a good team a good team. You just gotta fight through all the hard times and hope for good ones to come. You know.
Yeah. So. What, in terms of playing that offensive line position, in terms of adjustment for you, when you go from center to that right guard position, just tell us a little bit about the adjustment in taking on that new responsibility.
Yeah, so as a center, you don't really have to pull very much. So getting switched to guard, I mean, it seems like every play you're either pulling or you're going up to a linebacker and blocking them, but I mean, that's their biggest adjustment as a guard. You just you pull a lot and you go up to linebacker a whole lot more.
So if I, ask you a year ago when we were talking to you, we'd say, well, I'm enjoying this junior year, but I know I have my senior year left. All right. So we talked to your senior year and kind of this is it for, playing high school football. Are you a little bit more reflective when you play, knowing that, there's not that much time left? You hope you make a deep run in the playoffs, but we're down to kind of the final weeks for you. What about that? And we talked about it at the beginning of the interview. It really flies by.
Oh, yeah. It hits home. As a sophomore, even a freshman, you kind of dread going to practice. But, I mean, last year and my senior year this year, every practice I enjoy so much more because I know my time's coming to an end here soon.
All right. So tell us about this Golden Eagle bunch as we head toward week nine, still hoping to play your best football of the season. What do you think so far?
Yeah, we've been pretty solid all year round, but I still believe we haven't played our best football for all four quarters this year. We've played for half a game, but I mean, we just got to stay consistent and play the whole game. But if we do that, we will go far.
All right. So a little bit about the guys you play with up front on that offensive line unit. Who else is up there playing on that offensive line for the Golden Eagles? Tell us about that offensive line group.
Yeah. So this week, our alignment's going to be Peyton Copeland at left tackle, me at left guard, and Josh Johnson at center. And then on the right side, it's Ian Willis as a guard, and then it's Bodie Solomon as a tackle.
All right, who's the funniest of that group?
Oh, definitely Ian. Ian brings it all. He's a heck of a kid.
And then I would say, who's the meanest of the group? And you would say all of us.
Right? All of us. Yep. Oh, for sure.
All right. And then a little bit about, you know, the mentality and the mindset then defensively when you play that defensive line position. And I know assignments probably vary from week to week depending on the style of play of the opponent. What about kind of the assignments there and playing defensive line?
Yeah, you know, the biggest thing they teach us is just get off the ball fast and do all the small things correct, and then it'll kind of line you up to put yourself in a good spot to make a play. But if you stay low and keep your feet driving, that's all you need to play defensive line.
All right. So here's a kid that's involved in FFA, I know. And also, I know you were telling me off the air, the Golden Eagle Restoration Program. That involves basically renovation of, you know, different type of car projects over the years. Tell us a little bit about your involvement in that, because you said that's something you really love participating in.
Yeah, so every Wednesday night, the restoration program has a work night, and they invite every student in the school to come out and work on the car we got now. And past few nights, we've had a really good turnout. New kids, we even got some junior high kids coming up and working on it. So it's really growing, which is really good.
So what is the car you're working on now?
It's the El Camino. I believe it's a 78.
I bet that thing's going to be a beauty when it's done, isn't it?
Oh man, it's going to look neat.
All right, and then you're a farmhand too, right? Tell us a little bit about kind of working outside of school and helping out on the farm.
Yeah, so every day after football, I go out and help my neighbor farm and get this crop out. That's kind of what I love to do when I'm free. But other than that.
All right. Well, you got a lot going on. Working on a car project, farmhand, and then also schoolwork and playing on the offensive and defensive line for the Mercer County Golden Eagles. Carson, enjoy the rest of your senior season. Thanks for helping us out today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Good to see Carson Kellett and visit with him. He joins us on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. I'm Jim Taylor.